Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. If you'll remember, and we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit, last week I challenged you to 5 minutes, just 5 minutes a day, in prayer for this nation and for the president. And I had started the last two shows out last week with prayer, and I'm going to do that again today. I'm going to have to get together and write a little short one, so it's not so long. But I have lots of things that we need to acknowledge our Father for such a time as this. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you. We ask for your forgiveness as we fail you daily. We seek your wisdom and the gift of discernment in all things. The purpose this morning for our prayer is for your protection over our President, President Donald Trump. Guide him, Father, and care for his family and keep them safe. Our nation is in a mess because we have forgotten you, and others have kicked you out of their lives and tried to remove you from our lives. But you are an omnipotent and omnipresent God who cannot be removed, for you are the Alpha and the Omega. I ask that you use CSC Talk Radio and my voice to stir your people, to encourage others to come to you, to acknowledge before all men and women that you are God. For such a time as this, your daughter requests of you, as our King, to bring a nation of people back to you. You are working in all lives. It is not your will that one will fall. Help us, help me, to be your witness. We praise you, O God, for your grace, your mercy, your power, and for your loving and forgiving nature. In the name of Jesus, we ask these things, and we stand in the gap for our president. Do not allow the evil of this world to be victorious with their hate. Amen.